Good morning, guys. It is Sunday afternoon, or yeah, afternoon. At least where I live, it's 2:15 p.m. So it's nice and sunny. The rain has finally stopped because it was raining really bad where I live yesterday. So I'm just checking in with you guys just to see. You caught me yawning, but just to see where everybody's mental health is right now. You know, is your mental health in a good state? Is it in a bad state? Like, where are you with your mental health right now? I have to say, with my mental health, this is probably the best it's been in months, just because of everything I've gone through. I went from a phase of being depressed every day, of being sad every day, to now being able to be in a good space with everything going on in my life, and I don't feel as depressed or as sad or emotional like I felt in the past. So I'm feeling a lot better, and that's a good feeling for me, because it took so long for me to get to this place of feeling better. So to be here is super amazing for me. But I know everybody's mental health goes up and down, so you never really know what your mental health status is going to be. Is it going to be in a good space today or a bad space today? And I think sometimes we just have to choose today. Is today going to be a good day? Is today going to be a bad day? I think a lot of times with mental illness and mental health issues, you know, we rely on our medications and all these other things around us and therapy to get us through our tough times. But it also should be a situation where we have to decide on our own as well. Is today going to be a good day, Sherelle? Is today going to be a bad day, Sherelle? Like, what kind of day do we expect to have? If we go into our day saying, oh, it's going to be a bad day, then that's what we're going to get out of it. But if we go into our day and say it's going to be positive, then that's what we're going to get out of it. We're going to get a positive day out of all of that. So I really just want to break down some mental health things with you guys today. And I just want to talk more in depth about it. Basically on what helps your mental health, because I think everyone, like I said, deals with it differently. But you know, I don't want to rely on my medication forever, so I think that's something that we should discuss. So right now I am on psychologytoday.com, and it talks about 9 ways you can improve your mental health today. So the first thing is, tell yourself something positive. Basically, like they say, for example, if you say, I'm such a loser, I won't get the job because I tanked in the interview. So how about we say, I didn't do as well in the interview as I would have liked, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to get the job. So you have to think positive when you deal with any kind of mental health. You know, you want to have a positive attitude, because if we sit there and we become negative, then those negative thoughts will take over, and that's all our mind will see is the negativity. But all the positivity goes out the window. So we have to be positive in order to deal with the mental health issues that we have. And write down something you are grateful for. Basically, a lot of things in our life, you know, even though we deal with our mental health and our mental illness, we can still be grateful for the things going around. Like, let's talk about, I could say I'm grateful for my daughter. She makes me happy every day. She's the reason I'm living. She's the reason I'm doing the things that I'm doing. Okay, be gratitude, you know, show gratitude. Or you could say, I'm thankful that I still have a job that I love every day. You know, so at the end of the day, we have to write down something. For me, you can have a journal or a diary. You know, you're never too old to have a journal or diary. You can be 30, 40, 50 years old and have a journal or a diary. Don't let people put limitations on that and think you have to be a teenager or in your 20s in order to just have a diary or a journal. Any age, you can write down your thoughts and put it in a book and say, this is how I feel today. You know, and that's a good feeling. Number 3, focus on one thing in the moment. I think a lot of times we tend to put our minds to the future so much, but sometimes you have to focus on what's in that moment. So, you know, just stay in that present moment. Don't think about past experiences. Be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention to the physical sensations, the sounds, the smells, or the experiences, and help your mind focus on that particular moment. 4, exercise. Exercise is super important because it tends to help stress a lot. So I know I don't go to the gym as much as I should, but if you are someone who wants to go to the gym, join a gym. It doesn't have to be an expensive gym. Find a gym that's affordable in your price range. You can even join in a family plan to get your family members involved. And you can just work out every day, whether you're running on the treadmill, running around the track, or just walking your neighborhood. It'll make you feel so much better. A lot of people work out to lose weight, but when they say they get in that gym, And they say they relieve so much stress because they're working out. Their body is relieving all that stress, and everything they're going through is going out because they're working it out. So exercise is so, so important. Eat a good meal. I think it's super important to try to eat clean, guys, which is what I try to do, my best. But of course, this weekend I'm out of town with my boyfriend, so I'm not eating the best. But of course, when I go back home, I'll get back on my plan. But the idea is to just eat a good meal. You know, try to eat healthy, try to eat clean. Because when you have a clean body and you're eating clean and watching the food you're putting in your body, that helps your body feel so much better. Whereas when you're eating a bunch of junk food or foods we know we shouldn't be eating and drinking a lot of soda and juice, that doesn't make our bodies feel so good. So it's super important to eat a good meal and just put something nourishing into your body. Open up to someone. I think that's super important. A lot of times we can't let people in on what's going on with our mental illness. So a lot of times we tend to hold it in. We don't tell people what's going on. And then we're sitting there like lost because we're like, what do I do? What do I do? For me, when I feel sad, I open up to my boyfriend or my mom or my dad or my close friends. You know, I think that's super important. Go to someone you can trust. Someone's not going to judge you, but they'll listen to you and give you good advice and make you feel better. Because a lot of times it's not good to hold that stuff in. We just need to release it. Even if you go to a therapist, that's a good way of releasing it as well. Do something for someone else. Sometimes, a lot of times, we become selfish. We're all about me. But a lot of times when we help other people out, we tend to feel 100% better. So do something nice for a family member or a friend. It'll make you feel 100% better. And it will help you initially not to feel so, you know, bad inside. Take a break. It's nothing wrong with taking a break. When you feel overwhelmed, guys, or you feel like you're just dealing with so much and you can't handle it, it's okay to step away and say, hey, I need a break. Let me walk away for a second. Let me go do something for a second. Let me clear my head. I used to go for a drive when I would feel like things were just so crazy in my life. I was like, you know, I'm going for a drive today. I would get in my car, I'd go for a drive all over the city or whatever, and I would come back and I felt so much better. So sometimes just taking a break, going for a drive, you know, going for a swim, or just going for a walk around your neighborhood, anything helps you feel better. And then when you come back, you know, you feel 100% better. And what I have taught myself and my daughter is when my daughter, she's two, sometimes she tends to throw tantrums, sometimes she gets really upset. So I've taught her, like Madison, when you get upset, take a deep breath. I've taught her how to breathe in and breathe out so that when she's so upset and she can't talk to me and get her words out because she's crying so bad, she can take a deep breath in and out, and then she can start to look at me and she can start to have conversation with me. And I'm like, okay, now we can talk, because she starts to feel better. But, you know, that's what you have to do sometimes. Take a deep breath. Breathe it in, breathe it out, and you will be 100% better. And go to bed on time. I think a lot of people are guilty of that, including myself. We're supposed to be getting 8 hours of sleep. We're supposed to be going to bed at 8 o'clock or 7:30, and we don't do it. We stay up late at night watching TV or doing whatever. So that's a big one, too. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. But my doctor's always saying that as well. He said you need to get 8 hours of sleep, rest your body. Because when your body's not as rested as it should be, you tend to kind of be all over the place the next day. So that's something we all probably need to work on. Going to bed a little bit early, cutting that TV off, even though we have our favorite TV shows on, and just resting our bodies. Because our bodies will thank us so much in the morning. Because once you get that 8 hours of sleep, you're more energetic, you're more energized, and you can do what you want throughout the day. So these are basically some good things that I feel like is really good. So if you want to look this up, you can go to psychologytoday.com. It'll tell you 9 ways you can improve your mental health today. And I think this is a great idea, because we all could improve our mental health a lot. You know, a lot of us go through things and we don't know exactly how to deal with it. So this is a great website. I'm so sorry, guys. I keep yawning. But this is a great website to teach you how to deal with your mental health, because we all go through situations, and like I said, we question, is today a good day, is today a bad day? Honestly, today is a good day for me. I woke up feeling energized, I woke up feeling great, probably because I slept till 1 o'clock, but I felt great. So now I'm sitting here and I'm about to watch a movie on Netflix because I feel like I deserve it. You know, I'm gonna relax, watch some movies before I have to go home later on. Oh, another thing I wanted to tell you guys, I know this is like thrown into this whole conversation, but I adopted a dog, guys. I don't know if I told you guys that, which I probably haven't because I haven't been on here forever, but I adopted a dog. His name is Bean. I got him from the shelter. He's 3 years old, and he's a mixed breed of a beagle. So yes, that is my baby. If you want to see pictures of Bean, you can go to my Instagram, guys. He's all over there. Yes, I love my Beanie, but he's my baby. And my daughter, she absolutely adores him. I think when I first brought him home, everyone was like, why didn't you get a smaller dog? But I love my Beanie. Bean doesn't need to be any smaller than what he is. That's my baby. I love Bean to death. So yes, if you're thinking about adopting a dog, guys, go to SPCA. You know, they are amazing. And they'll give you all the details you need to know about adopting a dog today. And it's statewide, so it's all over. So it's beautiful that you can adopt a dog or an animal or cat. You can adopt dogs, cats, whatever, and just know that they'll have a safe home. So that's all I want to throw in on this beautiful Sunday. But guys, try to improve your mental health. Try to take care of your body. Try to have good days, even when it's hard. And my goal really is, like I said, for me, is not to be on the medication forever. I've gotten to this place. I'm like, I do not want to be the girl that has to be medicated every day to feel good. I don't want to be the girl that feels like she has to rely on something to help her through the day. I want to be able to get through it on my own. So my goal is to wean myself off the meds. And I'm hoping that some of you maybe will have the same goal, that, you know, if you get off the meds, maybe and you replace the meds with something else, like exercise or, you know, talking to a therapist, just different things that we can do so we don't have to feel like we're solely need to be on medication to be okay every day. Because honestly, you have to think about the bigger picture. Do you want to really be on medication for the rest of your life? Because we can't cope as well as other people. You know, that's something that I don't think I want to do for the rest of my life. And it's funny because in the beginning, when I first started seeing my doctor for this issue, his goal was to get me off the medication, whereas now it seems like his goal is to keep me on the medication and keep upping my dosage and stuff like that. And that's not something I want to continue to do. You know, I don't want to be on this thing forever. So my goal is for myself, and I will discuss this with my doctor when I see him in January, is to just get off the medication, be free, be in a good space, and not rely on it so much, and just take it as an as-needed basis where it's something you got to take every day. So, I mean, I wouldn't advise it if your doctor didn't say stop taking it immediately. I wouldn't say stop taking it immediately, but you could get to a place where you could just take it as needed. You know, if you feel an anxiety attack coming on, take it. If you feel fine that day, I would say don't take anything at all, because, you know, why keep putting, I don't want to say poison into our bodies, why keep putting something into our bodies that we know we can kind of handle on our own if we really, really try. So anyway, again, I'm not a health professional, but this is just my opinion. It's something that I've kind of been doing. Like some days I wasn't taking my anxiety medicine. I would take it as needed, and I honestly felt good doing that. So yes, but I'm like I said, I'll discuss all that with my doctor. But you guys enjoy your Sunday. Remember to take care of your bodies and your mind, and choose positivity and love, and enjoy this beautiful Sunday. I know that I will. I'm signing off, and I will be back, guys, tomorrow with another beautiful podcast episode for you guys that I hope you love. So peace and love. I'm out.